Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a moonlit jungle breaker role in Ableton Live 12 using an automation first workflow. The vibe here is dark, rolling, and a little bit magical. We're making that classic drum and bass and jungle transition energy, but instead of stacking a ton of sounds, we're going to let automation do most of the heavy lifting. That means the movement, tension, and release come from how we shape the existing break and vocal texture over time. This is a super useful skill in DNB. Because break rolls are everywhere. You hear them at the end of an 8-bar phrase, right before the drop comes back in, or as a little tension builder under atmospheres and bass movement. A good roll does more than sound busy. It tells the listener that the energy is climbing and that something important is about to happen. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great starting point for modern jungle and DNB. Now create three tracks. First, an audio track for your break loop. Second, an audio track for your vocal texture. Third, an effects or utility track if you want one, though you can also keep things simple and use return tracks later. For the break, drag in a clean amen, think, or any tight jungle style loop. If you're a beginner, choose a break that already has a strong groove and a clear snare. That makes the whole process easier. Warp it if needed, turn on looping, and listen for where the natural kick and snare energy lives. At this stage, don't worry if the break isn't perfect. We're going to shape it with arrangement and automation. Next, duplicate the break so you have a 2-bar phrase to work with. This is going to be your main roll cell. Think of bar 1 as the setup and bar 2 as the lift. In bar 1, keep the break a little more open. Let it breathe. In bar 2, tighten it up. Add a few repeated slices near the end, maybe some little 1/8 or 1/16 repeats on the last beat. You can use simple clip slicing and duplication inside Ableton to grab tiny pieces of the break, like snare tails or kick snare fragments. A really easy structure is something like this. The first bar feels mostly like the original break, and the second bar gets more active and dense toward the end. That increase in note density creates that forward push that makes a roll feel exciting without turning it into a giant messy drum fill. The key here is to keep the main snare identity recognizable. In jungle, that anchor matters. You want the listener to feel the break being pushed forward, not completely lost. Now let's start shaping the sound. Add drum bus to the break track. This is one of Ableton's best stock devices for making breaks feel heavier and more alive without going overboard. Start with low drive, maybe somewhere around 5-15%. Keep crunch very low or off at first. If the break needs a little more thump, try a touch of boom. Then adjust the transient slightly upward if you want the hits to pop a bit more. Small changes can go a long way in fast music like DNB. After drum bus, at EQ 8. If the break feels muddy, gently high pass the very low end around 20-35 Hz. If it sounds boxy, try a small cut around 250-500 Hz. And if the hats get harsh, trim a little around 7-10 Khz. This step is also about making space for the rest of the track, especially the sub. Even though we're focusing on drums and vocals, the low end still matters. The break should hit hard, but not fight the bass line. Now for the fun part. Add a vocal layer as a rhythmic ghost. This is where the lesson really leans into the vocals area. Grab a short vocal phrase, a breath, a whispered word, a single note, or even one chopped syllable. You do not need a full sung hook here. In this style, the vocal works more like a texture or a percussion layer than a lead. Try words or fragments that feel moody, like moon, night, come, or fall. But honestly, anything short and characterful will work if it has a nice tone. Place the vocal on a new audio track and warp it loosely to the grid. It doesn't need to be perfectly strict. In fact, a little looseness can make it feel more human and ghostly. Now process that vocal with auto filter, simple delay, and reverb. You can also use utility if you need to control the width. As a starting point, try low passing or darkening the vocal so it sits in the background. Set simple delay to a synced value like 1/8 or 1/16, with modest feedback. Keep the reverb short to medium, around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, depending on the vibe. The goal is not to make a giant lush vocal wash. The goal is to make a misty little rhythmic presence behind the drums. Think of a vocal like seasoning. If it's too loud all the time, it loses the magic. If it appears and disappears, it feels special. Now we get into the main idea of the lesson. Automate first. Instead of adding more layers, we're going to create movement with automation. Start with the break track and automate the auto filter cutoff. You can keep it fairly open in the first bar, then slowly move it darker or brighter in the second bar, depending on the feel you want. If you want rising tension, open the filter over time. If you want a moonlit fade into the drop, close it briefly and then open it again right before the impact. Both approaches work. It just depends on whether you want the phrase to feel like it's climbing or like it's holding back for a second before releasing. Do the same kind of thing with the vocal. Automate its filter so it appears and disappears like a little specter in the mix. Start it darker, then reveal some brightness on select syllables, then pull it back down before the loudest drum hit. One really effective move is to automate the vocal filter cutoff from roughly 1.5 kHz up to around 6 kHz in the last two beats before the drop, then bring it back down right on the downbeat. That gives you a quick inhale and exhale feeling, which is amazing for tension. Next, let's use reverb and delay throws instead of drowning the whole phrase in effects. Create a return track with reverb and simple delay on it. For the reverb, keep the decay around 2 to 4 seconds, with a little pre-delay so the hit stays defined. For the delay, try 1/8D or 1/16 synced values, with moderate feedback. Now automate the send amount from the vocal or break, so that only certain hits bloom into the reverb or delay. For example, one chopped vocal word can get a big reverb throw, then immediately snap back to dry. Or the final hit of the roll can get a delay tail that leads directly into the drop. This is a classic modern D&B trick. A single special effect hit often sounds stronger than constant reverb all the way through. Now let's talk groove. D&B rolls don't just rely on sound choice. They also depend on micro timing. If you're slicing the break, try nudging some decorative hits a little late for a laid-back feel, or a little early for urgency. Keep your main snare anchors steady and direct. That anchor gives the listener something solid to hold onto while the rest of the phrase moves around it. If you want a little swing, use groove pool lightly. Something around 55 to 58% feel can add bounce, but don't overdo it, especially on the snare. The rule is simple. Keep the backbeat stable and move the decoration. Now bring the drums and vocals into a call and response relationship. For example, bar 1 can start open and relatively simple, with the vocal staying subtle. Then in bar 2, the vocal chop enters more clearly, maybe on beat 3, while the break gets denser near the end. Add a delay throw on the final vocal hit, and then let the drop hit clean. That call and response creates a tiny little story inside the phrase. The drums say one thing, the vocal answers, and the listener feels the section developing instead of just repeating. If you want to make this feel more finished, resample the result. In Ableton, you can set a new audio track to resampling and record the performance of the roll. This is a great beginner move because it lets you commit to a sound, compare versions, and even chop up the best moments afterward. Once you've resampled it, you can slice the printed version, reverse a vocal tail, duplicate a strong snare at the end, or make a second variation for a later phrase. This is a very normal D&B workflow. Build it, print it, and then edit it like a performance. Now place the roll inside a bigger arrangement so it has a job. A simple structure might be an 8-bar intro, followed by an 8-bar groove, then your 2-bar moonlit jungle roll, and then the drop. You can also use it in a pre-drop section, a switch-up, or right before a bass re-entry. The important thing is that it feels like a deliberate energy shift, not just a random fill. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the roll too busy. If everything is chopping and moving all the time, the groove gets blurry. Second, don't drown the whole break in reverb. Use effect throws on selected hits instead. Third, don't let the vocal fight the drums. Darken it, filter it, and keep it as texture. Fourth, don't overprocess the break right away. Drum bus and EQ 8 are usually enough to start. And finally, don't forget the low end. If the roll is stealing space from the sub, trim it back. A few extra teacher tips to keep it musical. Think in contrast, not just buildup. A roll feels bigger when the section before it is a little emptier. Keep one anchor element stable, usually the snare or main break accent. Use the vocal like seasoning, not like a lead singer. And print different versions so you can compare them at full volume instead of tweaking forever. If you want to make alternate versions quickly, try simple changes. Reverse one vocal tail into the downbeat. Swap the final two hits of the break. Change the filter shape so one version opens slowly and another snaps open. Make one version drier and tighter and another more atmospheric. Or mute the vocal on the first pass and bring it in on the second, so the second loop feels like development. For sound design, you can also add a tiny bit of noise under the vocal. Shape it with a band pass feel, or add a touch of saturation on a return. Keep the core drums centered and let the ambience spread outward carefully. That way the roll stays strong on club systems. Here's a simple practice challenge. Spend 10 to 20 minutes building a new version of this roll. Choose a different break sample. Build a 2-bar phrase at 174 BPM. Add one vocal chop and automate just three things: break filter cutoff, vocal filter cutoff, and reverb send or wetness on one hit. Then make one version that rises in brightness and one that gets darker before the drop. Resample both and pick the stronger one. And if you want to push it further, make three versions: one dark and restrained, one ghostly and atmospheric, and one more aggressive and forward. Same break, same length, different emotional arc. That's a great way to train your ear and start thinking like an arranger.